Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm breathing, bringing news to the masses, everything. So that's a good thing.
You're hanging
thing,
in
right?
there. That's yeah. the word. All right. Well, that's good because we have something positive to talk about right off the top. The cover story is good news this week on actually a couple of different fronts. One, that it is a multi-million dollar project in Las Cruces, so it will bring jobs when it brings new businesses. But two, it's already good news because we need construction jobs, and this is a new plaza that you're talking about on the cover this week.
Yeah, it's called Valley Vista Plaza. It's on Valley Drive, very near the corner of Valley and Avenue de Mesilla. And it's started, they're moving some dirt around over there, and pretty soon, within a month or so, they're going to start building up, actually. You'll start seeing walls and everything start to go up. Prestige Development Group is the developer of the thing, and White Sands Construction out of Alamo is the general contractor. And they're hoping to have it done by early next year. It's a $12.5 million development total, and they're going to have all different kind of commercial and franchise type stuff. They haven't given any specifics yet of tenants. It's still kind of early in the process. But there's a lot of interest. And it's 58,000 square feet, and they say about 31,000 of it already is taken or spoken for, at least. I don't know if contracts are signed or not.
Seems but, like it would be a great location. I mean, it's practically across the street from Walmart there. And, of course, that's an extremely busy intersection even as it is. Right now.
Exactly. A lot of traffic goes by there. So it is a very good location. That's, like you said, a very busy intersection. So I expect it to do well. And I asked people on my Facebook page what they would like to see. And, of course, people said Trader Joe's. I don't think that's going to happen, sadly. But we'll see what happens. If it's similar to other type of plazas, you know, there might be sort of clothing stores, that sort of stuff. But I guess I shouldn't speculate until we finally know for sure.
All right. But, well, we'll be watching, and I'm sure this will be the subject of a number of follow-ups in the future for
yeah.
sure.
And let me just say, this yes. year has been – I looked at the number of permits for commercial building, and we've definitely had an uptick here in 2012. It's been helped a lot by the fact that the Walmart pulled its permit. That has a value of like $11 million. But also Target is, you know, they're adding groceries to their store. And the permit for that was $900,000. U.S. Bank is putting up a new branch up at Loma in the foothills. That's about $1 million. But there's 16 commercial permit new commercial building in the first 6 months for $23.4 million as a valuation. Last year there were 12 for only $8.1 million. So we're definitely seeing some movement in the commercial area.
All right. And speaking of commercial, we have a follow-up this week in our profile. We talked about this last week, a new, believe it or not, video store in Las Cruces. And for your profile, I guess you talked to the owner. Is that right?
Yeah, Vesta Hicks is the owner. And MT Videos over on Valley. It's 580 South Valley Drive, actually. And it's called Videos, but it's mostly just DVDs, of course, but you can order videos if you'd like for VHS. And it's sort of a throwback. Yeah, we had this in What's New last week, and now we've went ahead and got a full sort of feature-type story on it. And it's just that you don't see these very much. You know, in the 90s, this was what you did on Friday night. You went to the video store and roamed the aisles and got what you wanted to watch over the weekend, and got a pizza or something and went home. Now you don't do that. You go to Redbox, or you download movies, or you get it on Netflix. Pacings, obviously, you can still rent movies there. And now this little place, it's not a big store, but it's they've got a wide variety, actually, of videos over there and DVDs. I keep saying videos, too. But it opened in July, and she said initially business was slow, but people do come in, and the people come in, and they love it. They love it that it's something like this that you can't really get hardly anywhere anymore.
Well, good luck. Good luck to them. And that's really exciting to see. Certainly a lot of people had high hopes for the resurgence of Blockbuster, but didn't work out. And
No, they didn't last very long.
Yeah, so we'll see. Okay, in the what's new this week, some changes in the local hotel industry, and you have an expansion to talk about as well.
Yeah, down on Avenue de Mesilla, speaking of Avenue de Mesilla, there's the Hampton Inn. It's been there for a long time. It's now a Days Inn. So it still has the same ownership, but it has changed brands. And people who drive by will have seen that the signs are covered over with Days Inn logos instead of a Hampton Inn. So still the same hotel with the same owners, but it's now a Days Inn. It's changed brands. Let Them Eat Cake is a business that makes, you might guess it, custom cake. And they're at Barb's Flowerland on the Royal Plaza over on Loman. And they've added cupcakes to their menu. And all kind of stuff. Espresso flavor, grapefruit, grasshopper, pumpkin, peanut butter and jelly.
Grasshopper?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard of that one before.
Curious what that is. It's probably something green, I would imagine.
I guess. We'll have to see. Interesting.
But there is that. And Las Cruces Fitness and Dance, we had a little something about them earlier this summer. And they've had their grand opening, finally. And they're at 650 Montana Suite H. And they do pilates. How do you say that? Pilates is how I say it. I know it's wrong. But, you know, mat classes and stability ball classes and total body conditioning, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Well, I'm not an expert there. I can't help you on the pronunciation, but we'll have to say it's good, especially when we just talked about cupcakes and cakes.
Yeah, really.
And we got a place to exercise there.
You can go to one place and then hit the other.
All right. And we wrap it up as we always do with the babbling Brooke. And this is really interesting stuff, Brooke. I'm glad you picked up on these statistics. You always seem to find interesting stuff to talk about. And we had quite a recession. We've had a slow recovery, but don't tell that to the folks who make alcoholic beverages. They're doing just fine, thank you.
Yeah, I guess we have more wineries in the country than at any time in our history, and wine sales are doing well. Overall, beer sales are actually kind of down a little bit, which surprised me because it seems like people want to drown their sorrows or just have that cold six-pack on the way home. It doesn't seem like the sales have dropped off. But what's interesting is the people who have seen a little bit of a drop-off are your bigger, your Anheuser-Busch's, your Miller's, that sort of stuff. But the craft beers are doing really well. All the locally type brewed beers and all the, you know, microbrew and that sort of stuff, the sales are up 14%. Just in this year so far alone.
That is significant. Beers. That is really something.
That sure is. And I think one of the reasons is also people are into the sort of the whole locavore movement where you try to eat local foods and drink local products and that sort of stuff. So maybe instead of buying the big company's beer, you're going to get the one that's made maybe just down the road at the microbrewery. And agritourism, people like to go around and just like people go on winery tours, people can go on craft beer tours, too. And that's become sort of an interesting thing. So
very interesting. Well, we'll read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News, along with all of those other great stories. Brooke, thanks so much for being here.
No, I appreciate it.